Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had a hell of a weekend. I know Josh was there too, but we made our way down to Golden's in Golden, which by far is one of the best events that this state puts on.
Yeah.
Towards the end of it, Nicole gave me a great line, and I even used it on my socials when I posted some pictures. She's like, my face hurts from smiling.
Yeah.
There's so much smiling that goes on at this event. If you've never been, Golden's in Golden is where people show up from around the world with their golden retrievers. And it's just kind of a big meet and greet with all these dogs and all these people. I saw some final numbers. 16,000 people came in into that cute little town of Golden. And 5,500 pooches were there. And a lot of dog poop, and I think I stepped in every pile.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much dog poop down there.
Oh, the cleanup for Golden's and Golden's got to be...
Oh, it's crappy.
Yeah, kudos to that street cleaning crew down there. But we love it. We've been down there quite a few times, so we kind of know how to navigate it now, like get there really early and where to park and where to get our coffee and where to set up, and then you just wait as they all come pouring in. And I've got a daughter who is a massive dog lover, and this is just like heaven for her. Just pure heaven.
Little Lila. Just surrounded by dogs. Oh, what do I do with my hands?
And the way these people dress up their dogs and stuff, I mean, they're in costumes and dresses and hats, and they're these gigantic golden retrievers, and people are carrying them around.
Yeah, and
they're
little like buggies on their chests
and
stuff.
Yes, and they're throwing
them
over their shoulders, and... It's just a special event. It's just one of those events you're like, man, this is what we need more of, you know? It's just
more
a feel-good, happy, joyous event. You know, they had vendors out there, and they're naming, like, the best dogs, and they get up on the crane and take the picture of everybody, and it's just a really, really special event.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice.
And I saw, and you can go see a lot of the pictures that you posted up on Facebook, Instagram, at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, at Mix 100 Denver, but the one I thought was so funny was, I think they're Huskies, and we're golden on the inside. Like, they had
the
a
identity
sign.
Crisis.
The
yeah.
identity
they
crisis
had their costumes
Huskies.
On.
They wanted to be a part of Golden's in Golden, too. And it's just like, though, I didn't get to go this year. I may have to go so
you
we
should.
Can all go. Because Josh went. You went, Jeremy. And I saw all your pictures, and I was super jealous.
I will say,
this is so cute.
Like, it is a Golden's in Golden event, and I don't know how I feel yet about a lot of people showing up with dogs that are not that breed just to be there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
You don't think
I didn't
that's
love it
okay?
either. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you're kind of honing in on this event, right?
Even the Huskies who were cute about it.
Okay, that was cute.
And there's a lot of like Great Danes and little Chihuahuas.
I saw
and
a bunch
beagles.
Of pit bulls. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're kind of like,
it's not your day.
This isn't your day.
Yeah.
People are traveling from around the world to come to this event.
Well, what do we do? Pit bulls in Pueblo? Like, what do we
in Parker,
do?
Actually.
Parker.
Parker would love pit bull days.
There we go.
They do one up in Fort Collins. It's corgis.
Corgis.
Yes.
Oh, it's corgis so
in Fort
fun.
Collins. Yeah. We talked about going to that. I was like, I don't want to drive
you,
to Fort Collins.
So many bubble butts. It's
Danes
so
in Denver? Like, Great Danes in Denver? Like, what are we going to do?
I don't know. This is, I mean,
something?
Golden's in Golden.
I know, but like...
For golden retrievers.
All dogs are adorable, and that's the thing. Is
yeah,
like,
it's not,
I know it's not, and I get your guys' argument, but I don't want to tell
Either
any
way.
Dog, no, you can't come hang out
There
in
was
Golden.
A lady out there, like, walking and bringing all of her dogs. She had easily 10 dogs with her. Every one of them was a different dog than a Golden. She even had a gigantic Saint Bernard with her that she was walking around. Now, the thing I didn't agree with, she... Okay, how much can I say? So she had all these dogs with her, and we're walking back to the car, and she had them, and they're standing there waiting to cross the street. And my daughter reached down to, like, pet them, and she got in Lila's kitchen a little bit. She's like, you need to ask before you pet. A lot of these dogs, you can't pet. You cannot pet these dogs. You know,
why are they there?
Thank you.
Like,
that's what I said. As we were walking away, I said a little too loud, way to bring your dogs that you can't pet to an event where all they want people to do is pet dogs.
Yeah,
good
that's
for
what
you.
The event's
I
about.
I said it really
good
loud. I was like, this is not the day to bring your animals that shouldn't be pet.
Yeah.
This was the gist of the event. Is cuddling and petting dogs. And then to get in this little girl's kitchen.
And do you
want to
be asked that many times if we can pet your 10 dogs? Yeah. Like, that's a lot of asking.
Ain't nobody asking today. You're just reaching down and petting. Yeah. You need to ask before you pet.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that one either.
Like, maybe you should leave those dogs at home today, ma'am.
Right.
The ones that shouldn't be pet. Today's not the day.
Today's not the day.
I did make the same observation as Josh did. He sent an email last night about the Goldens and Goldens. How about what those Girl Scouts, man? What a brilliant idea to be down there set
it
up.
It was so smart of them, first of all.
So
I mean, they
smart.
Were, Jeremy, literally at every corner.
Every
there was
corner.
Different batches of Girl Scouts there.
Boxes
and
of Girl Scout cookies.
I got hooked. I was wandering around Golden, and I was like, there's no way, at the time that I was there, no way you can get into a restaurant. The lines are packed. So
oh,
I was
you're
like,
not
I,
eating
I anymore. Have a hankering for some, you know, Samoas or something, whatever they got. So I'm walking down. I find the Girl Scouts at the corner, and I buy 3 boxes of cookies.
Probably
and
from
I'm,
their mom, right?
Well... Yes, but that's not the point.
It's another observation I had.
Just
another observation I had.
I did ask the mom. I go, this has to be your Super Bowl today, right? And she was like, it's unbelievable the amount of money that they make there, and it's brilliant. It's
so smart.
However, Jeremy, I will say the mom did handle the payment. The daughter got me all the cookies. She asked what I wanted, so the interaction was
okay. That's good.
Like 60-40 daughter mother.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
It was still good interaction with them, and the cookies were dang good.
Yeah.
They were dang
walking
good.
Walking around munching on them.
They were so
letting the
good.
Dogs lick your fingers.
No,
so
good.
I know.
Chocolate, so none
you
of that.
You can't do that.
Josh and I also had another observation, and I don't know how much of it I can talk about.
Oh, boy.
What?
This is just two dudes talking about ladies' fashion.
Oh.
I know.
What people
but
were wearing out at the Goldens and Golden. It was a nice, hot Colorado day.
It was
day.
A beautiful day.
Or,
no, I
hot,
just it's just
but...
a it's just a general observation about the state of denim right now with the ladies.
How it's like big baggy jeans.
Big baggy
I
jeans.
I love it. It's
do
like
you
the
love
90s
it?
Are back. Like
hate
the carpenter
it.
Jeans. I love it. You know, Gwen Stefani started that, actually.
Oh, really?
Because she did not like her legs. So back in the 90s, she started wearing baggy pants to take away the, you know, attention on her legs. And then she wore the tight tops.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is
that
trend
the look
coming
right
back.
Now.
And so thank Gwen Stefani for all of that. And
I don't
I'm
want
a fan.
To thank her.
I loved that look growing up. The cargo pants that were super
but
baggy.
I just think like in you got to know where you're wearing those because I saw first of all they have the Clear Creek River that goes right through.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of baggy jeans soaked because they were walking their dogs through the river.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like Jeremy added earlier, a lot of dog poop.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
and your jeans are dragging through that. And that's gross.
We're going to break these in
I don't know. I guess I just haven't been to an event where I see a lot of ladies dressed like this. I was
so
like, this is, we're bringing this back.
Oh, man. I love it. I love the bag. I will take the baggy jeans over
really?
The leggings.
Oh.
And I know the guys want the leggings.
I mean, I will say there's quite a bit of
the
yoga pants, too,
too
which
there's still that.
Even things out for me.
Okay. We brought back up the average. We're good.
I'm so glad you said it.
Yeah. For every 2 pairs of jeans, there was 1 pair of leggings, so...
You're all
that
right
was
with
good
that.
For me.
Fantastic
yeah.
people
Whatever.
Watching me.
Josh, easy. You got a steady girlfriend now. Be
yes,
careful.
Sorry.
Easy. A lot of good looking people down there.
Okay.
Golden, good Yay. Looking people. We can just say it, Josh.
Should Look, if you are a single male and
yes.
you like women, go to Goldens and
go
Golden next
for the
year.
For the love of God, we're begging you.
You will find a wife. Because my goodness.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry.
No, I can appreciate your love for the opposite
I was
sex.
There with
oh,
the lovely
cow.
Lady
yes.
myself. Thank you.
Exactly.
I'm happily married.
And
but
you're happily married.
Beautiful people in Golden this weekend.
In general, not just women, right? There's some guys. And
there
I
was good-looking guys, too.
Find a husband or two.
But the ladies.
Yeah, and Katie, I'm sure there's a lot of good-looking dudes there.
Okay.
Like, but
That's
yeah,
what, yeah,
it was.
I
was walking around.
Too.
I was just like, oh, my goodness. This is...
I kept my sunglasses on.
Did you?
Yeah. No, yeah, same.
Okay.
I snorted.
Wow.
I love you, Nicole. Megan, there was a lot of really pretty people.
A lot of people and
like,
dog watching.
I'm like,
in Golden.
Where have you all been? Like, generally, I'm walking around a Walmart, and I'm like, good God, society is ugly.
but not
in Golden.
In Golden.
All
not
the
there.
Hotties be rolling into Golden. My goodness.